Hi, this is Dr. Linda Austin with MyHealthPodcast.com. This is the first in a series of podcasts that I'm doing on generalized anxiety disorder, and in the overview or introduction, I explained that the symptoms of generalized anxiety disorder are a chronic feeling of tension and tightness and anxiety that lasts much of the day, but it can kind of wax and wane. For some people, it's worse in the morning. For others, it's worse at night. It may come and go throughout your life. It seems to be partly genetic. It seems to partly run in families, but also I'm sure you've noticed that at particularly stressful times in your life, generalized anxiety can really be quite an issue. Now, the first thing to really think about is what can you do behaviorally before you start taking medications to decrease anxiety? The first thing that I would think about is the human environment in which you live. You know, if you think about how human beings evolved, we were not evolved to live in these high-pressured, very stressful, run lifestyles that we live now. We were evolved to live as hunter-gatherers on the savanna plain, and that meant that we were meant to kind of get up, pick a few nuts and berries, you know, nurse our babies, shoot a mammoth, take a nap, kind of chill out. And instead now we have these very, very fast-paced lifestyles where we are pretty much running from the moment we wake up until we get home in the evening. So the first thing I want to really encourage you to think a lot about is your lifestyle, because all the medication in the world and all the behavioral programs in the world are going to be very limited if, for example, you work in a very toxic work environment, if you're in a damaging relationship, if you are having time management problems, so you're always rushed and tense and anxious and in a hurry. So if you think about your life behaviorally, whatever you can do to simplify your life, remember a mantra that my mother told me many years ago, when all else fails, lower your standards. Just try to think about ways that you can shape your life in order to take that stress and tension out of your life. We have another podcast series in myhealthpodcast.com called Work Stress. I think you might really enjoy listening to that. Now, that of course raises the question, should you try to avoid everything that makes you anxious? And the answer to that question is a qualified no. It really depends on what it is that's making you anxious. There's a form of anxiety called phobic avoidance, and that's when you find yourself feeling anxious or even develop a phobia about very specific situations, such as being on a bridge or being in an elevator or flying in a plane. And the problem with simply avoiding those areas is that you will find that you will tend to start avoiding things more and more and more. So you may, for example, feel yourself getting anxious on a bridge or even having a panic attack on a bridge, and so you avoid the bridge. You may then find that you have another panic attack when you're in a shopping mall, so you avoid the shopping mall. And your world will end up becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. So if there is something that is what we call a specific phobia, the kind of thing where you say, gosh, I know it's crazy, but this situation just makes me anxious, I would suggest just calmly talking to yourself and gently trying to put yourself back in that situation, and don't avoid it. The sources of anxiety that I am suggesting you look at are more general lifestyle situations, such as overscheduling yourself, getting your kids involved in too many activities, taking on pressures and deadlines that you can't meet, subjecting yourself to work environments where there are highly critical people who are harassing you. Those are not crazy sources of anxiety. Those are situations where your brain is trying to tell you that you are in an unhealthy place, and I would suggest you think about your human environment and try to put yourself in a good place. Finally, there are several other behavioral techniques that you could think about. One is meditation. I would recommend a book to you by Jon Kabat-Zinn, K-A-B-A-T-Z-I-N-N, called Full Catastrophe Living. Really great book on how to meditate. And finally, in terms of the substances you put in your body, do try to limit the amount of caffeine that you ingest, because people who tend to become anxious also tend to be very sensitive to caffeine and the caffeine that you're drinking through coffee, tea, Diet Cokes, that sort of thing may actually be making the situation much worse for you. Now, in the next couple of podcasts, we're going to talk about what to do if those strategies don't work, and I'll be typing some of the medications that we psychiatrists sometimes recommend for folks with anxiety disorders. Thanks a lot. This is Linda Austin with MyHealthPodcast.com.